right? You push the ball maybe to the right, but you have to come through it, right? And it, you know, it's all part of like the vision of seeing, you know, your destination where you want the ball to land and stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. And it's all part of weight, you know, mm-hmm. weight, air, dynamics, you know, mm-hmm. those things all go along with that too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just in you, right?
Confidence and belief.
Yeah, confidence, belief as a player, mm-hmm. you know, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bending the ball, it's just, you know.
Yeah, we heard you, Digi. we heard you 1,000 times about your belief.
You gotta believe it.
Yeah, sure. Just don't believe everything everybody tells you.
but you know, we, you know, that's where the touches come down to it, right? The more you touch the ball, excuse me, the more you touch the ball, the more familiar you become with the weight of the ball, right? Uh-huh. So, you know, like with soccer players, really good ones, right? Great ones. You know, the ball becomes one with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Some guys can have somebody kick the ball 50 yards and just take it off the top of their foot.
Oh, my goodness.
And just lay
yes.
it down on the mat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so it's the more time. It's like rhyming. It's like anything. The more time you spend, you know, with the ball, the more the ball becomes your friend, the more you, mm-hmm. you're able to do with it. You know,
friend.
Mm-hmm. Stuff like that.
The ball is your
friend. I could definitely see that, man. I mean, even, you know, when I spend a, like I've been the last couple of weeks, I've been, you know, back in the gym, right? And I've been running, right?
Hard body.
And just, you know, I get into the flow state where I'm like, I'm literally, I feel like I'm floating, you know? And I'm like, you want to talk about being one with, I feel like I'm one with the treadmill, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And I'm just going. And I'm like, there's no end. I'll do a 30-minute thing, right? And it's just like, I turn up the speed. Like, I don't slow down. I turn up the speed.
Mm.
And I'm just, and then I have my headphones on, obviously, and I'm listening to like a certain tune, right? A certain tune that just, I'm in tune with the rhythm of the song and the rhythm of my and the movement of my body, mm. right? So, and I visualize that before I go, right? So I understand what you're saying as far as like, you know, visualizing where you want to put the ball. Even when I used to play hockey, it's the same concept. Visualizing where you want to put the puck, right?
Mm-hmm. You played ice hockey, though?
I played a little ice hockey, but I played more street hockey, more roller hockey.
Yeah, yeah.
But I could have, you know, I'm very confident that I could have made it to probably the WHL before I had the glaucoma, right? Like, if I had caught my glaucoma when I was a younger child,
mm-hmm.
like I would have made it to the WHL because I was so skilled, and it's just that my mom couldn't afford to pay for it, right? It's hella expensive, man. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, man, I'm sure a lot of people say that, right? But I'm like, I'm no man. Like any sport that I played, right? I played football, I played basketball, I played baseball. I play hockey. Hockey was my sport. I lived and breathed hockey, man. You know? And yeah, so I know exactly, you know, and I mean, and that just goes back to using the mind, right? You know what I mean? And visualization and how important that is, right? How important that is in anything in life. You know, if you can see it in your mind, it can be done.
Most definitely. And like I told you before how, you know, when I was a teenager, I went to visualization camps with Vic Lindell, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at that time, you know, he was running the Canadian, you know, national team for volleyball and a few other sports where, you know, the visualization aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's another big thing. Like, once you're in, you know, you're in whatever sport, it's like a rap concert, right? Doing a show, it being in a band or a group, you know.
Do you guys do that when you're going to go on stage and do a show? Are you guys visualizing what's going on before you do the thing? Or
yeah, I think we pretty much put it together before we step on stage, right?
So you you practice your performance, obviously.
Yes.
Right, mm-hmm. of course.
Yeah, you practice it, and everybody's got to know what they're doing, right?
So on that day, though, you know, like the, you know, game day guilty, you know, you'd be hyped, you know, especially if it's a big game, you know, you get the, you know, you're getting ready to go to the game, you're hyped before you get on the stage, same thing, we're going to get this
money. I've never been that game day guy like that. I've always been calm, and then I let my aggression out when it's time to let it out, right?
Okay.
You know.
I always meditate before the...
You were a defender, midfielder, what were you, what was your position?
I could do it all, brother.
Oh, God.
I could do it all except for stop the ball in the net, right? Like the goalie aspect of it, nah.
You just slice up them oranges,
but
bro?
I could play left back. I could play right back. I could play center of the park. You know what I mean? Yeah. I could play up front, you know?
It was a powerhouse in them days. Yeah, I'm tell you.
Mine was a turtle bread, you know, right?
If you had more height, you would have been killing them in a volleyball because you're already above the net anyway with them calves, man.
Yeah, that was my problem, right? Like, I mean, you know, how are you going to battle a guy 6'6", 6'5", 6'7"? I mean, it's tough.
Beat him in the face.
And I've seen short guys do it. You know, you got to do a lot of wipes, a lot of touches, a lot, you know what I'm saying? But, like, those guys, like, you know, their head's over the goddamn net. You know what I'm saying? Right? And if you got a tight ball to you, like, where are you going to put that thing? You can only wipe it off them or try to push it along the block. I don't know. You know, you can try to tip it over them. But then, you know, if you got a cover, that's an easy up. You know, like, so, yeah, I seen, I forget what his name was, at the time, but he was at UBC. It starts with an O. I can't believe I forgot his name, but that's where I seen, you know, when you start getting into, like, even hockey became that way too, you know? When you start getting the guys 6'2", 6'3", 6'4", you know, and you have a team of those guys, it's so hard to battle, right? It's so hard to battle against them because they have that reach on a short guy, right? That's why, you know, you see guys like Martin St. Louis, you know, they got to work 10 times harder, you know? Garrett, guys like Burroughs, you know?
Who's that dude for Boston?
The Rat.
Is that what they call him, the Rat?
Yeah, they call him the Rat. But Marchand, right?
Yeah, Brad Marchand.
You know, like, you got to work so much harder being a little guy, right? You know, you got to take so many more strides, right, than that big guy, right?
That dude's crazy.
And I seen how all these national teams started, you know, in the 80s, their early 90s, they started developing them giants, man, you know, right? Took the Russian and the Eastern Bloc kind of method, right? To it and stuff like that, right? But yeah, you can do it, man. No matter what, sports, you know, you can do it. You can go all the way, you can do it, but you just gotta put the time in.
You can do it, guys.
You can do it.
Put your effort in.
Right.
Pick up your knees.
Right, just like hip hop. You can do it, right? You know, if you take the time and, you know, you understand the culture and you understand, you know, what you can do and what you can't do, right? And focus on your strengths. You know, there's a lot of artists who just focus on their strengths, and they're good artists, right? You know, they're not a Black Thought, but they're dope artists, you know what I'm saying? Right?
Then they can be Black Thoughts one day.
Yeah, they could be, man. Black Thought is a bad man.
He is, bro.
Bad
man, man.
You got some Black Thought there, Digi?
I got a lot of Black Thoughts.
Well, let's run a tune, man.
You want a Black Thought or you want a tune? Make up your mind.
Come on, man. Run a Black Thought.
I want a PSA, though.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Number running kids out the game just like poker. Call you, that's coming, mediocre. Yoga. I could rock around and yoke you, plus smoke you. I make you catch a seizure. Now you not from the milk of magnesia. You caught a heart attack, your name is Michael Weaver. You died, what, from the
a 2-degree fever. Me and my man's laying back smoking cheaper. Straight from Flatbush, I'ma make you a believer. You're dead on ice, that means you stoned to the freezer. They wanna bury you next to that girl Eva. It's the heavyweight, yo, I'm out to bring the rock. Watch you get broke, pressing your luck, your time's up. Now who's the Sub-Zero? Rockin' down like Robert De Niro. It's the Boy Scout, your superhero. What's the info? Yes, yes, I'm a info. Your demo, your limo, and your memo. From here to the project, I get enough respect. I got a fan base, so I broke correct. Me and Scratch doing sets, posing enough threats. We knocking brothers off the field like the Mets.
Come in a trip, making moves and slip. Hit the money and dip, hit my flip on my hip. Come in a trip, making moves and slip. Hit the money and dip, hit my flip on my hip. Come in a trip, making moves and slip.
Yo, I'm from the lands of the flats, where Nick Pat gats under they dreadnoughts. Still on the corner hustling and cracks. I used to boost the Macy's on Saturday. I used to be in Lacy's. Back then, I thought a Nick couldn't face me. My mom, Duke, said the Boy Scout was crazy. I'm 19, I got a baby on the way. Yo, the way I'm going out, I'm hitting brothers every day. From here to Fort Greene, me and my cousin Kareem. I got a scheme, a hope and a dream. I gotta get this cream rolling with the gangster lean. Real in the hood, know what I mean. I'm packed, $100 Nikes on my feet. I'm living life sweet. I'm just another hungry brother in the street that gotta eat.
Come in a trip, make it move and slip. Get the money and dip, rip my swim on my hip. Come in a trip, make it move and slip. Get the money and dip, rip my swim on my hip. Come in a trip, make it move and slip. Get the money and dip, rip my swim on my hip. Come in a trip, make it move and slip. Get the money and dip, rip my swim on my hip. Come in a trip.
Yeah, make it rain on them, make it flood. Even in that strip club where it's no love. There's so many different ways that we can make it rain. Yeah, here we go. Strip club veteran, ladies call him the weatherman. Make it rain on him from Michigan out to Maryland. Attracted to that feminine energy, that's my medicine. Delicate like an angel, but she be acting so devilish. Past poor poppy, but proud to be an American. Our culture is the manifestation that we inherited. Couple dead presidents thrown for good measures, and I'm never hesitant to make it rain till she wet again. Hop into this pool if you ready to splash. If you show me them two buns, then I'm ready to smash. This a luxury lagoon with a beautiful view, and we can lounge all day like they do in the zoo. Slipped on a bathing suit, she look cute in it too. Sipping on 42 while she play with my jewels. I met her back in the day, getting crazy at Sue's. She love to make money moves from that rendezvous. We make it rain on them, we make it flood. Even in that strip club where it's no love, we get love, we get love, we get love, we get love. We make it rain on them, we make it flood. In that strip club where it's no love, no love. We get love, we get love, we get love, we get love.
Yeah! I was up in booby trap, acting stupid with stack. I threw a stack on this shorty cause her booty was fat. She had a real pretty face, itty bitty waist. Would've tried to holler at her, but it would've been the way. She was a gold digger, like everyone in that place. They even wrote a song about her, think it's by Kanye. But I'm a smooth operator, just like Sade. We run game on the floor, but not on bay. And I was by the bay, feet kicking in the waves, staying out the way. On my little secret getaway, the bad guy won in the end. Cause she ain't getaway. Backed up like a luxury clutch from Hermes. Now we on the wave. Fresh fruits and champagne. Been drinking since the plane with my favorite strain. I can't believe it. Like T-Pain and Wayne. There's so many different ways we could make it rain.
We make it rain on them, we make it flood. Even in that strip club where it's no love. We get love, we get love, we get love, we get love. We make it rain on them, we make it flood. Even in that strip club where it's no love, no love. We get love, we get love, we get love, we get love.
And it was raining all the morning. So you sit by the
can't even rest. It's hard to maintain the pressure on my chest. Excess frustration strikes. Blood rushes my head when I come across ropes with dead mics and whack promoted shows. It's hard, but with the presence of God, I'm true to the game. So I'm back, black to take charge and recap. Sure, the time is you can never be whack. I'm pure, I insert my lifeline into the track. The energy in me is a poison with no unrevealed remedy. I'm spreading leprosy throughout the record label, cause mine's put me and my career in jeopardy. Can you come see me in the ghetto where it's dark? Well, it's a real loss. Peace lurks in the heart. Lord knows it hurts. We kick the hurts to the curb. Execute first things first and put blunted minds to work. My hurt side and my fam support. So I'm high for the time being, seeing peace, but taking no shorts. No shorts.
Matter of life and death, no regrets. Life's a test, trite with special effects. Neighborhoods full of reps, cities of projects, where the young cadets get stripes from the vets and comrades. The quest to be the next to finesse, collect debt and select best with death threats. Object cheddar, better your total net. With trends and seven ways to express the outfits. Friends get wet trying to make ends connect. Avenues to check, boulevards to sweat. The smell of gun smoke's more common than cigarettes. We got clicks for wreck, we like piss for pets. We got Giants and Jets and Knicks, Yanks and Mets. We like much respect, sex extra wet. In high tech dialect, you ain't catch yet.
Got
blocks and blocks.
rocks are big shots with big knots and big props. Yo, this is where the bullshit stop, where herbs get got. If you snitch, you get shot. We get down and leave the town in a state of shock. We got dangerous hangout spots and slick cops. Place called Rackers Island where kids get locked. A lot of gear to rock. Blocks of clothes shops. Styles are top notch. This is the place to watch. So blast the box. The radio station is hot. Ease your mind staring at skylines from rooftops. Flip scripts for chips and new whips off the lot. Quick to call a shot. Politic with thick plots. And the Garden of Eden is deceiving. We got to make sure the core of the Big Apple don't rot. Well, seeing's believing. We be achieving a lot. Where disc jocks created hip hop. Check it out. Queens. Many places to meet, you get lost in busy streets. The city that never sleeps. Mecca, Pilon, Medina, the population increased. The desert and the oasis. New York, the Far East, with guards and sheiks. Pretty Amazons for weeks. Play at dawns, the fleece of the families, black sheep. Icons to teach, but we all act unique. We got stats to read, so we all have to eat. A mass of peeps with their own masterpiece. The craft's elite. We be going past the peak. The latest technique. No other place get as deep. Who parks really some of the world's greatest athletes. DJs and MCs and graffiti artists. Who use walls and subway trains for marquees. We go back to B-boys, breakdance, and breakbeats. And it'll never cease. And on that note, we say peace.
New York. New York, New York.
New York.
New York.
New York.
No doubt.
Gents.
Yo, what's up?
I don't know, man. You tell me.
It's the new constitution.
Gotta get rid of the confusion.
You know what I'm saying? Diabolical confusion.
Man. Crazy out here, man. One Order Radio, 6 o'clock blitz. As usual, playing the dopest hits, man. Come and get your crack, man. We got you.
Yo, fam!
We blow the ish out the dome.
Microphone terrorism, call me Saddam. Yo, fam!
We blow the ish out the dome.
Microphone terrorism, call me Saddam. Wait till y'all hear that one, but you know, it's coming in the future here. But right now,
she need a proper man.
Oh.
Stop her, man.
Microphone!
Yo, man,
that
sucks.
Yo, man.
That beat's crazy. That beat's futuristic as hell, man.
You know, but yeah, man, Her Body Dreams, man, Supreme Order,
yes.
One Order,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? That's the ticket right now. You know, catch us at the Black Music Month Festival.
Yes.
It's going to be lovely, lovely. Got some surprises. Got K-Hill in the house, you know what I'm saying?
K-Hill?
Yeah,
oh,
baby.
My God.
Yeah.
I think we have to bring K-Hill next week, man.
You know.
Can we get him here?
Yeah, yeah. We definitely need K-Hill on the interview,
yeah.
You know.
Yes.
Right? And,
yeah.
Definitely. Get all the Ridge there with us, you know what I'm saying? And the recovery efforts my man's doing, you know, strong in that, you know what I'm saying?
True indeed.
Big
indeed.
Big up on that, you know what I'm saying?
True indeed.
My man's a real one, man, you know? My man's a real one. And
shout out to K-Hill.
Yeah, shout out to K-Hill.
This weekend.
Whole family. You know,
and the family K-Hill.
For real, yes. Though. Family man, family man.
Shout out to the babies, man.
Shout out to the fathers like K-Hill.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
Me and him are
proper.
We're gonna be battling at Sound Clash this weekend at the what's the dance academy called? Oh my goodness, slipping my mind right now.
The Elaine Dance Academy.
Dance Academy is on. It's on like Marine and Granville. So if you're interested, it's called Sound Clash. It's going to be, I mean, just look it up on online as well. You can get your tickets on Eventbrite. But it's going to be, you know, the clash of the battle of all the elements of hip hop, hosted by Concrete Hustle, which is Emotions. You know, Emotions. Shout out to Emotions, aka Mr. Dave Nelson, putting it down. And yeah, man, it's gonna be a good joint. Last year was cool. It was like a 2-day event. This year they're squeezing it all into one. So I think it's 29 MCs, 30 MCs, you know. And yeah, man, Hard Body Dreams, man, gonna be there. Cahill gonna be there, and a whole gang of other MCs. And you know, it's an all ages event, so you can definitely bring your youth them. Bring your pickney.
Bring your pickney.
Bring your pickney and have a good time, see?
Yes.
So who we shouting out this week? It is that time.
Shout out to my cousin, you know, Maggie Megs. You know, her in the recovery. You know, she knows what we're talking about here.
Get well, Megan.
Yeah, most definitely. And, you know.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, Dubious, man. I really like that dude, man. I really like the interview, man. I'm going to shout out Dubious, you know what I'm saying? Lethbridge, Alberta, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to shout out all the people, you know, again, you know, for the tragedy that happened last week, right? You know? Lapu-Lapu, man, you know? We want to shout that out, you know? Hope people are progressing, you know, as best they can right now, you know, and stuff. And, you know, I heard, you know, insurance is not going to cover that because of the no-fault insurance. I think we need to change some laws with that because...
No-fault insurance.
Certain circumstances, I think people need to be compensated for this, man. Right?
That's crazy, bro.
Right, and...
That's crazy.
Yeah, we don't have much time, but, you know...
Yeah, we got enough time to talk about it, man. I don't like that.
Well, yeah, well, yeah, we'll say
those
that.
Those rules are already like in place.
Bro. You know,
that's we already agreed to that.
Right,
so, no wonder they're doing a blood drive, man.
You know, and stuff like that, so...
That's whack, man.
So, yeah, you know, K-Sweet out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, man, get the government, man.
you know...
I can't stand you guys.
All the supporters out there.
Yeah, you ain't supporting nothing, man. You take it from us, man. You need to, you know what I'm saying?
You know, Canada, you know, from...
Canada, from, what? From, Canada, from, what, from, man? Y'all voting in punks out here, man.
From the island all the way to the other island.
What island, man? Turtle Island?
Newfoundland. I just want to shout y'all out. You know, all the territories out there.
Yeah, man, get rid of these guys out here, man.
You know... We the first state, not the 51st state. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
Provinces over
there. All right, man.
Provinces, states, the same thing.
You know what I mean? Whatever label you want to put on that, you know what I'm saying?
We need a revolution out here.
We the first province, the first state. You know, we ain't the 51st state out here.
What kind of government do we have where your family can get ran over by, you know, borderline terrorism and not get compensated? What?
He wasn't a terrorist, man.
I said borderline terrorism act, you know what I'm saying?
That's a terrorist.
It's not, actually.
It's an act, man.
But it's not classified as terrorism. It's not.
So you don't think the guy was mentally ill?
Yo, I'm not saying that he wasn't.
Okay, I'm not saying you're not.
I'm not saying he wasn't. However, you know what I'm saying? Like, you get insurance. How can you not have insurance for that? Like, how can people not get caught? It's, like, there's just too many things, man. You know what I mean? First, you got this. Then we had the burnings in L.A. And all of a sudden, nobody's covered. Man, what kind of world do we... Yo, Hard Body Dreams, I'm out, man. Done. Quit.
Telling you, man, it's rough out here, people. You know what I'm saying? It's rough out here, man. A lot of emotional, you know, but stay intact. And, you know, what's going on, Digi?
Yo, I'm going to shout out Atlanta, Georgia, my boy Titty Boy, Miami, Florida, Erica, Jamaica, Miss Thomas.
Jam Dong.
I'm going to shout out Ogino, Shadow, Frankie, Karen, Suva. All the folks out there, man. Thank you. Shout out everybody. My sons, Jalen and Reese. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And have a good week.
Shout out to K-Ski. I love you, bro. Peace.